Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast. My name is Emma Mumford and I'm your host. I'm an award-winning blogger, YouTuber, life coach, badass entrepreneur, manifester, and author. My mission is to awaken and to inspire women to live their best lives now and to find their purpose in life. I do this through sharing the power of law of attraction and spirituality. I hope my podcast will inspire you to raise your game and to start living your best life today. Without further ado, let's get started with this week's episode. Hey guys, and welcome back to another one of my Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast episodes. I am so excited to have you here today. And I was thinking today, I was like, what could I talk about today? What feels current? What feels like topical? And what, you know, what do I need right now? What do other people need right now? And what has kept coming up for me this week, you know, in sessions and in like conversations with people and even how I felt myself with like collective energy and just in general is feeling heavy. Like there is so much heaviness right now around us in terms of collective energy because like, whoa, welcome 2021. You went in with a bang, didn't you, babes? So there is so much going on collectively, globally, politically, personally for every single person in the world. Obviously here in the UK, we're in like a 6 week intense lockdown again. 6 week plus. Emma, the ever optimist there of 6 weeks. And I'm sure there are numerous other lockdowns going on globally as well. In Europe and in America. It's a vibe, right? January has been a vibe. And not necessarily the most easiest of vibes as well. So I'm actually recording this on the new moon in Capricorn, which would have been last Wednesday for you guys when you're listening to this. And even that is like heavy. And I read Danielle Page's post this morning and she was talking about how the new moon in Capricorn is specifically, you know, especially with this and the Pluto energy. Again, not an astrologer, please go read for the accurate information here. I'm sure I've got something wrong. She was talking about how Pluto is also affecting us right now. And guess what? Mercury retrograde shadow. Hey, babes. So Mercury retrograde is creeping upon us fast as well. So that's about to come in. So there's just a lot of heaviness, as well as a lot happening globally as like historical events and also a pandemic, right? Just 3-for-1 right there. Just chuck it all in. So first of all, let's congratulate ourselves that we've survived the first few weeks of 2021 so far. It did make me laugh when I saw things online of people being like, best year yet. And I'm like, don't touch a thing. Walk in, look down, don't touch a thing. Just see how it unfolds. And again, you know, like even astrologers weren't like, you know, yeah, be positive. Like, yes, be optimistic, but just allow, just be, just get into 2021 first with grace and then we'll see what happens. And you know, a lot of those people are now like, oh, what is this? And they're not coping. And like, this is the problem with, I don't want to say toxic positivity because I don't, you know, everyone has well wishes. Everyone wants it to be their best year yet. And of course, positivity and optimism is so, so important, especially in times like now. But the problem with almost like forcing a year to be your year is kind of missing the whole point here of like, well, make every day your day, work towards your goals every day. Don't just use the start of a new year like to give you an excuse as such. You know, do it every day. And, you know, don't put the pressure on 2021. I mean, 2021 is like that nervous kid that's come in like, there is a lot of expectations on me here right now. Can we just back off? And I want to talk about expectations in a minute. But first of all, I want to give a Bridgerton appreciation mention in the podcast. So if you don't follow me on Instagram, you'll probably not know that I am obsessed with Bridgerton. I almost have incorporated, like, basically I'm doing everything Bridgerton style now apart from my clothing. Although today my shirt was actually very questionable and I did think, I'm sure I've had a past life in Bridgerton because this obsession is not even funny anymore. I've got the books, I'm obsessed with this series, and one of my clients this week, actually funnily enough, she was really struggling to switch off from work, and I was like, I know exactly what will make you switch off from work and put that laptop down at bang on 6 p.m. every night. Watch Bridgerton. You won't ever want to work again. And I hope that you guys are sharing this love for Bridgerton like I am. And, you know, the reason why I'm mentioning this is because it ties into the podcast nicely of how we can shift ourselves right now and feel lighter. Simple answer, watch Bridgerton. Simple answer. Like, you don't need my spiritual tools. Go watch Bridgerton. It will change your life. And it's on Netflix for anyone who's like, what the heck is this? But if you don't know about it, you've probably been underneath a rock, which right now, understandable, hun. Like, understandable. Many rocks probably are being hidden under right now. And quite frankly, I would quite like a vacay to under a rock sometimes. So I don't blame you if you have not been in this sphere. But I think we've used Bridgerton, which was released on Christmas Day, as almost an escapism from life right now. And to be honest, it's the best escapism you're ever gonna watch. Lord Anthony, yes, thank you, please. So let me know if you're Team Anthony or Team Duke of Hastings. I did a poll and I think it was 16% was Lord Anthony and 84% was the Duke of Hastings. And I was like, well, more for me. More for me. So let me know your thoughts on Bridgerton. I just want to get Caitlin on this podcast. Caitlin, you haven't actually heard her interview yet. It's coming out really soon, all on numerology, so you've got that to look forward to. But to be honest, I just want to get Caitlin on the podcast so we can just talk Bridgerton. And to be honest, at this point, I might even create a Bridgerton appreciation podcast as well. we could go all out, guys. We could go all out. But I really highly recommend reading the books as well. I ordered the Duke and I book, which is obviously based upon the first series, with Daphne and the Duke. And it's really good. It's actually really good. And I'm not a massive fiction lover with books. So it's really got me back into my love of fiction. And I probably am going to watch this series again. I mean, there's literally nothing else that's grabbing me right now. So I'm like, sod it. Let's watch it on repeat until season two comes. But for any Anthony lovers out there, book two is all about Lord Anthony and his romance. So there's 8 books in the series from Julia Quinn who wrote these. I mean, let's just appreciate everyone's come on this podcast to feel shifted and I'm now educating Bridgerton, but it's all good. Hear me out. I'm going to get to the good bit, guys. So the second book out of 8, so each book is based upon the 8 Bridgerton children. So the next one's Anthony, then the next one's Colin, then the next one's not Daphne, we've done her. The next one, oh God, I can't even remember all the kids' names. I'm clearly not that great a Bridgerton educator here. But if you loved Lord Anthony, get yourself the Viscount and Me book too. I've ordered that. It's here. I'm obviously just reading the Duke and I first. But to be honest though, when I was asked what I was going to be doing over the 6-week lockdown, Bridgerton was the only answer I had and the only answer I continued to have. I mean, obviously I work Monday to Thursday and sometimes on Friday too. But weekends and evenings, I'm lost in my little alternative reality of Bridgerton and past lives, right? So anyway, if you need to shift yourself and if you need to feel less heavy, watch Bridgerton. It's the best thing you will ever watch. It will distract you. It will take you into a beautiful alternative reality, or escapism as such, where we can dream of just all the Bridgerton goodness. You know, I go promenading every day now. I no longer go walking. I only promenade, and I only ever want to be invited out to promenade now. And it's really funny. Caitlin actually sent me a screenshot before this podcast of her and her partner talking about going promenading and how she's the first lady of the water and he's courting her. And I was like, this is the kind of conversation I need in my life. I need to be promenaded. You know, if you've watched it, you know. So the memes, the videos online are giving me life of how everybody is now Bridgertoning their life. I'm one of them. I am a self-confessed fan, mega fan. And again, I even recommended it as a task to one of my clients. That's how powerful this stuff is, guys. So as a great self-help tip, go watch Bridgerton. Honestly, it will change your life. And if anybody else has any other great Netflix recommendations, let's start a thread on Instagram. Message me your Netflix recommendations. Everybody always asks me, so I always post Netflix recommendations anyway when I've watched stuff. But again, we're totally digressing off the podcast. Let's get to the good stuff. So talking about feeling lighter then. So we've spoken about the collective energy. There's a lot going on cosmically in terms of Mercury retrograde coming in. New Moon in Capricorn was a vibe. January was just a vibe. Politics is a vibe right now. Even here in the UK, we've got the Brexit vibe. There is vibes around right now, and vibes which we don't really need, babes. We could do without. But we're here, we're alive, we're learning, we're breathing, we're growing. It's all good. How you can shift this on a personal level, because look at it, we can't really just not give a crap about what's going on globally. I mean, we can try and distract ourselves with Bridgerton and other things, but it's there, right? The pandemic's there. The politics stuff is there. There's a lot going on. History is being made right now, and we're in that epicenter of it right now. So for us, you know, the power always lies within us. It's always like, you know, sometimes you cannot control, well, most of the time you can't control the outer reality, our outer world, but we can always control our inner world and control how we feel, how we respond, and how we feel within ourselves every single day. Every single day we can choose how we feel. Every single day we make those conscious choices of how we feel, how we show up to the world, and how we experience our outer reality. Now, with that, you know, outer reality being so collective right now, those things are out of our control. We have to literally ride this wave, a very big wave. But we signed up to this, guys. Like, we literally signed up to this. Again, anybody found those T's and C's, please send them over. So we're here whether we like it or not. We are awakening, like, even more, a lot, you know, record amount of people are awakening in general, as it's called, the Great Awakening and the Great Pause, right? So we've learned so much already. And the heaviness that comes with that, like, you know, a couple of my clients suffer with depression. And they were saying particularly that it's been quite triggered recently. And I was like, well, no blooming surprise. Like, don't beat yourself up about this. Like, being alive right now is heavy. Being alive right now is actually really tough. And mix that with mental health. Like, I've had depression myself. It can be soul destroying for people and really heavy. And what we need to learn to do, and what I've been reminding myself of this week, is dropping unnecessary heavy stuff. And the way we do that is look in our personal life. We may not be able to control how the outer experience is right now, the heaviness of the collective, but we can take action within ourselves so that we can feel as good as we can right now. And that's the important part, to feel shifted and to feel lifted, to feel a bit lighter energetically. And there's some great things you can do for that. So first of all, I want you to ask yourself, are you taking things personally? Now, this is not like COVID. Like, are you taking it personally about COVID? No, this is personal issues in your life. So when I talk about stresses or like things that can cause us anxiety or that heaviness we're talking about here, that worry, that heaviness is obviously COVID. Obviously what's going on in the world, obviously that we're in lockdown. But what I'm talking about is personal day-to-day things that other heaviness that is in our control of how we feel, how we respond, and, you know, how we show up. So are you taking things personally? Probably. I definitely do. And we need to remind ourselves that, you know, everybody else's actions, words, what they do, what they say is their side of the street. And it's so easy to take things personally and to blame ourselves or to feel that heaviness, that weight of something that's happened in our life, when actually, when we can remember that everybody is responsible for their own vibes, for their own words, for their own actions, and it's their side of the street, and it's never a reflection of you. It's always a reflection of them and how they feel within themselves, right? You know, it's like that classic saying of hurt people hurt people. You know, if someone was to be nasty to you, like, hurt people hurt people. So when we can remember that other people's actions and words, and also remember like they're going through this as well, how people respond to pandemics, to national lockdowns, to everything, like we're in uncharted waters. Nobody has navigated this before. So how people are responding is probably different to how they would respond normally, right? Same with actions. So when we can stop taking things personally and remind ourselves, and again, this is a conscious choice of realizing that as long as your side of the street is clean and you are taking accountability and responsibility for your side of the street, drop what is on their side. Drop it. You don't need to carry it. You do not need to carry this. And, you know, for some people will be saying, but Emma, like, how do I think, you know, how do I drop this? It's forgiveness, right? It's forgiveness and knowing that everybody is doing the best they can in any given situation. And that when we can drop blame, when we can drop taking things personally and see it from almost that elevated perspective, like almost like take yourself out as like a bird's eye view. If your friend was coming to you with this, what would you tell them? If you, you know, observing that situation from above, not emotionally in it, what do you observe? And this is a great way to stop taking things personally. Because again, their stuff is their stuff. Your stuff is your stuff. And again, you only need to carry your stuff right now. Don't be carrying other people's mountains. Don't be carrying other people's like rucksacks of stuff. No, you don't need to. You've got enough to carry, hun. So that is the first way. And forgiveness is key with that. Because when we can forgive and release and let go, that's where that energetic shift and that lightness comes from, when we can realize, actually, I've just been taking this personally. My ego, my inner child has been taking this personally, when actually, just drop it. Don't need to carry it. Which leads me on to my next step, which is drop whatever is not yours. And this can be collectively, and again, in situations like that, where is it yours to carry? Like, yes, we can want to serve and help people, but we don't need to carry their mountains for them. We can still support, hold, and love somebody without carrying their mountains, without taking on the energetic burden or the energetic weight as such, or physical weight as well. So remind yourself of, is this yours? Is this feeling, emotion, thing yours?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
And I refer to this as collective energy as well. So are you feeling collective energy and you're just feeling heavy because it's collective energy, or are you feeling heavy because it's actually you're feeling your own emotions or something's triggered you up? So again, when you're feeling like not coping or it's really heavy or it's just a whole vibe, check in with yourself, ask yourself, is this mine? And the way I determine this myself is when I feel collective energy, I know deep down I'm okay. I'm like, okay, like this is a vibe, but actually, yeah, I'm okay. Like, I'm coping. And that's how I can tell it's collective. Whereas when I'm triggered, I'm not coping. And I'm like, oh my God. And that's how you tell it's your own stuff. So really simply put, tune in. Is it yours or is it collective? And it's really, really important if you're susceptible to energy as well, quite easily, to ground and protect yourself daily. Do some angelic protection. I always command to clear collective energy as well. You can say mantras like, you know, I now clear this collective energy. I only choose to feel my own energy, my own truth. So there's mantras you can do, affirmations, there's meditations you can do, and grounding yourself and bringing yourself into the present is the most powerfulest part of clearing energy and standing in your power as such. And another great thing to do as well is to call back your power frequently. You know, willingly or unwillingly, or consciously or unconsciously, we give away our power and our energy every single day. Every single day. So calling back your power, calling back your sovereignty, calling back, you know, I always say things like, I reclaim my power, I call back all the lost pieces of myself, is such a powerful thing to do regularly because, you know, again, it just happens. It's not like, oh, you know, you disempowered yourself. It's not like that at all. Sometimes it can be, but most of the time it just happens. And it's one of those things. And, you know, calling back your power, standing in your power, standing in your sovereignty is really important to do to, again, be in your truth, be in your power, be in that ultimate center where that heaviness and that collective energy isn't affecting you as much. So clear it in whatever way feels good to you and ground yourself. Getting out in nature, grounding. I love promenading every day. And that's my way of connecting to nature. I then do yoga. There's no Bridgerton term for yoga, unfortunately. Otherwise I'd be using it. So I like to promenade around the ton and then do some yoga. And that's my grounding every day. And obviously I meditate as well. So you could meditate and do grounding. You could do some yoga. You could do some breath work. You could literally go and place your feet or hands on grass, nature, go for walks. All these things are great grounding practices to bring you into the present moment and challenge yourself to be truly present with it as well when you're doing these things, because you know, it's so easy to like go out, listen to a podcast, get distracted. Are you truly present when you're in nature? Are you truly present when you're promenading? Probably not. So for me, it's about being present, and it's about when you're doing those grounding exercises, getting truly present. So dropping the future tripping, dropping the past tripping, and allowing yourself to be here in the now and truly present, breathing, connected to your center. And that is a really great way to also clear collective energy and anything that is not yours. But it's also a conscious shift. You know, it's a conscious choice, should I say, about, you know, dropping things that aren't yours, and just choosing to be present. Because when we're feeling that heaviness and that weight, it's because we're not in the present moment. It's because we're worrying about the future or fearing the past. And sometimes we just need to drop that and just even saying it. Do you know what I mean? There's no like necessarily magic formula. There are physical things you could do, like clearing out your house if you were holding on to things, but as well as like actually just physically choosing to say, do you know what? I'm just going to drop this. And the best way to do this, and I actually do this, is I might write a letter, or I might write whatever it is on a piece of paper. And then I have a bucket and I call it the fuck it bucket. And I chuck it in the fuck it bucket, but I normally burn it. So it's normally chucked in a fuck it bowl. It's not so good. A fuck it bowl or a fuck it bucket. And I chuck it in there and I burn it. In the bowl, not the bucket. Otherwise, we'd have serious issues. And even just doing something as physical as that is great. Like, chuck it in the fuck it bucket, let it go. So even like a physical little act where you write things down and burn it or chuck it away, do not burn it in a plastic bucket. Please do not. it will not work. Burn with precaution and safety. You know, those things are great to do as well, to then, you know, see yourself surrendering it, see yourself letting it go. And, you know, sometimes we do just have to chuck stuff in the fuck it bucket. Sometimes we have to be like, do you know what? This is too heavy. No, I don't need to carry this. This isn't mine. My side of the street is clean. I've done my side of the things. I've shown up 50%. Do you know what? Fuck it. And excuse all the language in this podcast. We've gone from Bridgerton to fuck it buckets. Sometimes we have to do that. And sometimes it is a just simple as a conscious choice to say, I am going to drop this. I am going to let this go. I have stressed myself enough. I don't need to. Like, this is in the universe's hands. This is in, you know, God's hands as such, God's plans, whatever you resonate with. And when we can say, like, it's with the universe now, like, I've done my bit, you surrender and you let go. And a lot of this is that letting go and surrendering energy of, like, dropping. And sometimes, like, I do visualizations when I'm walking or promenading, should I say? Damn it, promenading. I'll do visualizations where I literally, like, physically drop things. Like, just drop my phone. No, I visualize myself dropping the weight off my shoulders as such. So I, like, imagine weight literally dropping off me, because, like, doing something physical like promenading or yoga or whatever you choose to do, you know, you're shifting energy through you anyway. So to then visualize it, it's powerful as well, because you're visualizing it, you're feeling it, you're actually physically moving energy through you as well. So it all kind of comes together in a great way. So we've spoken about choosing to be present, and a lot of this is conscious choice. A lot of this is actually as simple as choosing to let things go and choosing to forgive and choosing to drop what's not yours and choosing to be present. And yes, like I said, there's small physical things you can do to help the mind and yourself to see those shifts and to see, you know, see yourself drop those things. But actually, more than none, it's a choice. And we choose to hold on to things, or we choose to stress ourselves or worry ourselves, or we choose to blame ourselves. We choose, you know, we choose a heck of a lot of stuff, right? So we can choose, like, circling it back to what I said at the beginning. We may not be able to control our outer environment right now, but we always have a choice of how we feel, how we respond, how we act, and how we show up each day. So making that conscious choice to drop whatever is not yours right now is paramount, is powerful. And that is where those lighter feelings are going to come in and where you're going to feel shifted. So focus on what is in your control is the simple answer of, like, what is in your control? Your breath is, your feelings, what you say, what you do. Like, your side of the street is fully in your control. So look at that, like, visualize it, journal upon it, sit with it, look at your side of the street. Is it clean? Is there anything you can do in your power? It's probably drop it, chuck it in the fuck it bucket, promenade around Bridgerton and drop it like it's hot, you know, drop it like it's hot. And whilst, you know, things like our manifestations, our desires, for a lot of people are, again, out of our control in terms of timing, whether it's weddings, whether it's holidays, whether it's whatever, so much has been delayed. And again, it's not in your control right now. And the reason why we suffer with this as humans is because we're not made for change. Like, our human monkey mind is like, change? What is this? I don't want to change. I like everything how it is. And especially when you're a Virgo, we love routine. But do you know what? To be honest, I say that nowadays, I'm so surrendered now. I'm like, do you know what? Bring it. But, you know, the only ever constant that we have is change. Change is the most constant thing we have in this lifetime. So ironically, the thing that we resist the most is the thing we can rely on the most. Like, how bizarre is that? Like, think about that. That'll make you journal for half an hour, right? So trust yourself here of allowing yourself to truly surrender and be like, do you know what? I have no control over that. And that's okay, because what I do have control over is how I show up, how I speak, how I respond, how I act, how I feel. And taking control and taking accountability for your feelings each day is so important. Like, wake up, set a mantra. How do you want to feel today? do your daily practice, like get in a good routine. Routine is good in lockdown because it keeps us focused. It keeps us going, right? Gives us that little bit of excitement each day of like, yay, gratitude practice. Yay, meditation. Yay, yoga. Yay, promenading. So, you know, rely on your daily practice as well and have fun with it. Like set a mantra of how do you want to feel today? Journal upon it. How do you want to feel today? I do this every single day and pretty much every day I hit it. You know, obviously there will be things that happen in our life that are out of our control that may come in to disturb us throughout our day. But again, if you're looking after your vibration, if you're showing up and looking after your side of the street, you're not going to be knocked down that emotional scale drastically. You're going to, you know, obviously you might be like, oh, whoa, okay. But your comeback rate's going to be so much quicker. So the secret to creating shift and feeling lighter is one, to watch Bridgerton, is two, to promenade, and three is, you know, all the tips I've given you here about really surrendering, dropping what's not yours, focusing on that present moment. Are you taking things personally and focusing on what is in your control? Because there is so much still in your control, so much. But we forget that, right? We forget that sometimes. And when you take accountability and control of your inner world and focus on that and address anything that you need to, your outer world is going to reflect that. Okay, you know, COVID, pandemic, everything aside, the experiences that you have within your close relationships, within your work, within your social life. I mean, does anyone have a social life anymore? What is one of those you speak of? You know, all of these are going to then have that domino effect, that ripple effect where your energy, your vibration will ripple out to those. So you always have control over how you feel. You always have control of what you do with each day. And if you're future tripping and worrying and like, well, when's this going to happen? What's this going to happen? Drop it like it's hot. Drop it. Put it in the fuck it bucket. It's not worth stressing about. You know, like those weddings will happen. Those holidays will happen. The, you know, you will hug your loved ones again. It will happen. But right now we're here. And there's beauty here too, amongst great difficulty, amongst tough emotions, and amongst great learning. There is still beauty here and now. And you can shift yourself and feel lighter simply with the choice. The choice to watch Bridgerton, I'm joking. The choice to, you know, to allow yourself to drop those things and be like, that's not mine. That's that other person's. That's, I don't need to carry that. And when we drop what's not ours, oh, you're going to feel great. You're going to feel lighter. You're going to have more energy. And you're just going to be like, you know what? I'm focusing on what's important right now. And sometimes our mind like to zoom in and focus on trivial things, should we say, in our lives right now, because it's like something to focus on, right? It's like our mind's trying to cope with like, I don't want to think about the pandemic. I don't want to think about what's going on in the world right now. So if I worry about that thing, it's going to keep me focused. So it's like a coping mechanism. So our minds do that to cope. Our minds do that to almost cope. Literally coping is the word. It's a coping mechanism, and it can be a default for many people to worry about, you know, things that are out of our control, quite literally. Whether it's like worrying about your car, for instance, or worrying about something that someone said to you, or whatever it is, whatever the situation is, like we can then sit there worrying and fretting and thinking all these things. And it's like, well, actually, is any of that true? Are you taking things personally? Are you, you know, is it even yours? Probably not. So drop it. There is no point. And we burden ourselves with caring too much about things, which caring is a great personality trait to have, of course. But care about the things that are in your control. Care about the things that are here now, in your today, happening now. And something I always say, and this happened with my book proposal, and I use it as a mantra for life now, I'll worry about it when it's on the table. I choose not to worry about things until they happen now. Of like, you know what, that thing, yeah, I'll worry about it when it's on the table. I'll worry about it when it's being offered. I'll worry about it then. And honestly, that was like the biggest revelation of my life, where I was able to not worry about, you know, how that book deal unfolded. And actually, it was one of the most easiest processes ever when it aligned, because it was like, I'll worry about it when it's on the table. Like, drop it. If it's not there yet, don't worry about it. Why worry about something that may or may not even happen? So I hope this podcast has helped you. I hope all of you are going to come on over to Instagram or wherever I'm on all social media, and you're going to tell me all about your love of Bridgerton. You're going to tell me all about your promenading. You're going to tell me all about how you're dropping it like it's hot, chucking it in the fuck it bucket, and how you feel lighter and shifted. And let's create a conversation about this. I also have my free Law of Attraction support group over on Facebook, which you can join. And over there, we have conversations all the time and talk about things. And obviously people post in there as well. So wherever you want to come and say hi, say hi. And I hope this podcast has helped you to, I hope it does help you to feel lighter and shifted, even if you cope with Bridgerton and just watch Bridgerton. Oh my God, literally everyone's going to listen to this. Like, how many times has she mentioned that show? Not enough is the answer. Not enough in the world. And please do read the books. The books are so good. So good. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. I appreciate all your views and listens. Don't forget to subscribe if you're new here, because I would love, love to see you again soon. Like I said, you can come on over and join the free Law of Attraction support group. The link is down below. And I hope you have a great week, whatever you are up to. I hope you feel lifted and I hope you feel shifted. And I'll see you all in my next podcast episode, which will be next week. Lots of love, guys.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.